Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. There is a stir happening across the nation and around the world, and I am so happy about it because it has me in a fixed position of appreciating how your voice can travel beyond the internet, within and without the internet. And though I've talked about subjects that are near and dear to my heart, in my heart, if I miss any word or category, people will take the part that they resonate with and work with that. So I try to be specific, but I also hope to give a general enough piece of information about who I am so that I can show that I am no enemy to anyone and prove it in a way. Why do we want proof? Because that's science. Why do we want proof? Because at the end of the day, it won't matter if you have to go back to a job that you don't want, if you still don't have the relationship that you need to feel good about yourself. And again, help me with this. The relationship is with me, myself. I won't have the relationship I need with myself if I don't share with you in a way that you can hear. So that's my first prayer. Father God, Mother God, Mother God, Father God, help us to hear the truth, the whole truth, the truth in its entirety, nothing but the truth. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable not just in the sight of the collective, but in the individual, people that have their affiliations, and etc. Amen. Ase. Selah. And it is so. With that being said, my name is Valerie Jefferson, and I started my journey like most people do, waking up one morning in my family's house, watching my mother, watching my father, watching my sisters, watching my brothers. And when I started to wake up to the idea that there was something not being told in our world, then I went on a quest like everyone else. And I wasn't coming up with the answers like many other people were not. The titles, the documents, they are not the biggest concern for me personally. I made it personal because I saw that's what was important in the world system. It was said to us, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. It's called double indemnity, double jeopardy, you name it. The system is truly broken. My concerns had been, what if it's not just a white man? Who is really white? Who is really black? When someone stands on a podium, when someone stands behind a microphone, am I seeing the true person? And rarely can we do that because our minds are distracted and divided with several different things going on at one time. So my concern has been, how can we, the collective, the democracy, the republic, the independent, how can we sit down at a table or stand or walk arm in arm, hand in hand, without someone feeling like they may have a target on their back? How can we do that? The phone became what supposedly was a safe way to express ourselves. Behind closed doors at a counselor became the way that we can share and open up. Challenge is, where does it go from there? We get treated. We get medicine, we get instruction, and we need you to come back in 6 weeks or 2 days, and we're going to see where it goes. But it rarely goes into a place of curation, and definitely a problem with procuring our rightful divine place in the sky and on the earth. So I've come to you with more clarity for myself. I'm looking to be more specific when I talk to people directly. Right now, I'm everyone and no one. Think of the movie Lucy, but she was portrayed as a white woman. My grandmother's name is Lucy. And dare I say, it should have been Lucille. But whatever her full name was, her name, as well as our ancestors' names, as well as the names that you name your children, they are all expressions and a definition of who you are in the earth and what you represent, what you're here to present, what you're here to express, and how you want to show up in the world. I'm leaning back, not stepping back, but I am leaning back to show the world, present my physical arms, my physical chest, and those show that I am armed, I've rolled up my sleeves, and I'm willing to do the work that's necessary for us to be clear, for me to be clear, for I to be clear. And that takes a while because I didn't get into orations and public speaking with this in mind. We're all told and programmed to believe there's a book inside of us. Well, that book is out now. Most people don't think they've written it. And you may not have written it physically, but I believe that's out there too. What happens is we actually express through our behavior. We express through our relationships. But anytime there is someone outside of us externally, there will be an exchange and or a projection. Excuse me, and if I begin to burp and things of that nature, please excuse me. But a lot has been suppressed in my personal life as well as the life of others. So as I calm down, as I get the feedback from happy citizens, frustrated citizens, angry people, unangry people, mad people, the whole nine, I am your friend. I am friend. And I know it takes deed to show. That's a deed is a piece of paper. A friend in need is a friend indeed. It is an action. It is a proof beyond simple words. My words are my power. It is part of that. My voice was cut off from me. I cut my voice off through my fears. There is no one outside of me that is not within me. So when I speak my truth, when I speak my opinion, when I speak my facts, they are just that. And there are certain vibrations and frequencies and people that I have been attracted to because they are in high places. When I say high places, I mean on the television, on the radio, anywhere that people can be seen and heard, magazines, and the algorithms that have been constructed influence us subliminally and otherwise. And so we act out our desires, our passions, and our fears all day, every day. I am no exception, and I stand in correction and awe of just how powerful I am and you are. The me, the you, the we. Can we work together? Yes, we can. Will we work together? Yes, we will. How soon? Now. This has always been the day of salvation, of liberation, of true democracy, of autonomy, and the right to everything that you have and should have had from the time you were born, starting with information about who you were. But if your parents don't know, if they were bought into the same thing, yes, we have history books, and we know they've been doctored. We have birth certificates. Those are the books that I'm looking for. We have the stock market. That's the book I'm looking for. People are making millions of dollars every day. How? How are they making that money? And what does it mean to our economy? We are the commodity on the planet. We as a people. I have black people in my life and in my family. I have white people in my life. I have Filipino. I have Mexican. I have Puerto Rican. I have African. I have German. And probably some other people that I don't know. But my DNA has all peoples in me. I'm not afraid of my insides or my outsides. I'm not afraid of my blood. I'm not afraid of my money. I'm not afraid of my destiny. I am in my destination. And I have a father and a mother who loves me and loved me before they transitioned off the planet, off the earth, and they are still in the plan. They are still working with me, beside me, along with me, to ensure that I get what's rightfully mine, and that you do the same, whoever listens to my voice. I want to talk from my heart space. So I place my hand over my heart, and I feel the pulse. I feel the impulse. I breathe. I blink. My eyes can look up and they can look down. Why do I make that clear? Because someone reads you all day. More importantly, you need to know that you read you. I need to know, more importantly, that I read me. So I'm staying as conscious and aware as I can about that. I'm asking for your help monetarily while I create and recreate. I also have my hand on my stomach. That is my brain. That is where my navel resides. We have rights privileges and inalienable rights. Hopefully I said that right. My family served in the armed forces. I did my best to serve in the armed forces. And I was released for what was said was pre-existing conditions. I've had medical diagnoses that have shown me a pattern and a black print, a thumbprint, a blueprint of who I am and who you are as the listener. There is an I am in you, and there is an I am in me. The dogs know it. The cats know it. The birds know it. Twitter knows it. Twitter knows it. YouTube knows it. And my request is that the World Health Organization, the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how needs to be explained to everyone. That is my petition to the zero of us and the whole of us, the entirety of us. There is a play on words. I may speak more from a religious background simply because it's my foundation. I tend to step away from the law because of the corruptness. But I understand corruptness starts inside of me. Things I have just did not understand. Why do we have to sign so many papers to buy a house? Why is the fine print so fine that you can't read it? Why does the app need access to my microphone, my camera, my GPS? And what does it mean? Not just why, but what does it mean? How will it show up in my life tomorrow? How does it show up today? Those are the questions that I believe the American public and private is asking, but we don't always have the articulation. We talk among ourselves, we talk in our cell groups, and then miraculously it shows up on our RSS feed. We click on the things that interest us, and then that's the stuff we get. But what if there's information we truly do need that we don't know that we need? What is ayahuasca? What is the mother plants? What is cannabis? What is marijuana, Mary Jane? Why do we sing the songs that we sing? Those are questions and answers that I want to share, that I want to explore. Most of all, I have a lot of the homework that I've done. I've treated the planet Mother Earth as a learning school. I want to talk to quantum physicists. I want to talk to people that believe in the cosmos, people that believe in the universe. I want to talk to people that believe in God. I want to talk to people that don't believe in God, the atheists, the anti-racist. I'm not in the race. I believe in the grace. The goodness of any race says everyone knows who they're up against. Do you know who your accusers are? Do you know who believes what you truly believe? Do you know why you broke up with him, her, them? Why do we have three-letter agencies? What do they really mean? Who is the Illuminati? What does it really mean? Let's write a list of questions. Let's find a forum where everyone can talk. Not just talk, but I would like to walk. I would like to demonstrate. I would like to see us go step by step, tutorial on how to get your birthright. Shouldn't have to leave the country. Shouldn't have to leave my house. Nor should I have to stay in my house. I should be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and you should too. And that's what I believe. And I believe there is an order to it. Justice is not blind. It is a fixed fight. But we need to find out who broke it. If I broke it, I broke it. If I fixed it, I fixed it. But to have a constant round robin, you throw a rock, I throw a rock. I'm not throwing rocks. Right now, I get the image of sitting on the beach. I get the image of writing in the sand. I get the image that it'll be washed away tomorrow, or by the time that the tide rolls in. And so I've only been the archivist because I know there is something called permanency. And that's a good thing, and it's a bad thing. It's a thing. And depending on what angle you're looking at it, can rip your life apart, or it can put it back together. It's about, as we say as blacks, in that order. Zero, no higher, no Weatherspoon. Zero has a place in our mathematics. Someone tried to make me number one in their life. I don't want to be a number. I don't want to be the number one. I need to be the only one. Because that's the kind of relationship that was being asked of me, exclusivity. But we don't have exclusivity in our own life. We cannot exclude our opinions because the world has listened to our opinions. I have listened to our opinions. And now I have one of my own. It's called an asshole. I have an asshole. And sometimes I am the asshole. Sometimes I am crazy. Sometimes I am not. But it is all because I tried to fix it for myself on my own. When I tried to reach out for help, I got turned around. When I tried to go by through the system, when I tried to abide by the law, I watched not just me, but my fellow sisters, brothers, witches, warlocks, soothsayers, diviners. I watched us all get frustrated in the process, which let me know there was a higher force, and white supremacy is not what I'm for. Let me get that clear. And let the sirens back me up. If a white person needs supremacy, let them supreme themselves. But when it comes down to a hierarchy that needs to start in the individual, and then the world needs to reflect it as such. So, female, godness and unity is what I'm about. Goddess, godness, God, man. I heard somebody call me a man. You're a man too, woman and man. I saw the TikToks showing how we started to understand that the man has balls and the woman has ovaries. I've understood that for the longest. I'm older than some of the kids that have already got a big portion of their inheritance. But I refuse to let my generation die in the wilderness. If you got yours, please help us get ours. If you've got the time, if you've got the patience. I want mine, and I want you to have yours. I want to know when I lay my head down, no one's going to be hijacking my dreams. No one's going to be invading my life. Your dreams are yours to have. If you want to put them on a dream board, you can. You should be able to. I'm a dream interpreter. I am an empath. But I'm also a healer. And I'm also a dealer. Oh, that's what it was, a pimp. Man, I got a whole bunch of pimps. I am a pimple. But I'm a temple too. And the only thing I'm trying to pimp is the papers that I've put out there. The words that got me here. The word of God, the word of my mouth. And I'm inviting everyone else to do the same. So go dig up your birth certificate. Hopefully you don't have to dig it up. Access your birth certificate. Access your birthrights. God forgive me for making it be about just physical property or that which we can see outside. This has always been about the individual so that we can work as a collective. My Cash App is $GoAskVal. There have been talks about the pyramid schemes. There's been talk about blessing wheels. I want to talk to people. I want to know who I'm blessing, and not just because they're black, not just because they're not white or they are white, not because they're Chinese, not because they're not Chinese. I want to show my integrity, feel my integrity, express my integrity. For me as a mother, a single mom who's still waiting on child support checks that are held up somewhere, that still want to know why my daughter had a diagnosis that is really a blessing. Sickle cell disease is not a disease. So call me. I have a phone number, 314-498-8208. Tell me who you are. Let's meet on the different forums. I'm here for it. I'm here for it all, and I've set myself in a position to talk to anyone and everyone. When I've told different people that it was me, it's because I can feel the imprint of what they're talking about. People have told me magical things, and it resonated. But it's not just me, it's everyone. I have to go now. I don't have my time linked to that long. Feel free to get back at me, and I'll do better with my hashtags. God bless you all, and God bless America. All over again.